Thank you for listening to our podcast. We trust it inspires and encourages you to honor God and make disciples. For more audio messages like these and other resources, please visit victorymetroeast.org.
We all need money, but the truth of the matter is, it's not all about money. I'm not here for the money. In fact, before I got saved, I really remember that I really wanted to go to the States. I had a petition where I was really screaming and pursuing my future to go to the States, where all of my brothers and sisters, my siblings are there. And so ako po yung bunso sa pamilya. Ang nangyari po, talagang gustong-gusto ko pumunta sa States. In fact, one of the reasons why I took up business administration at UST is really because I want to be a manager. I want to get rich. And as if all the subjects that I have in UST, we talk about business, entrepreneurship. Okay, because one day we're going to have our own business. We believe in that. And so there are projects that we venture out in order for us to have money. And I would remember very well, my teacher would say, everything that we do here in this College of Business Administration is all about profit. Profit, all right? Which you'll gain money. Well, that changed my perspective when I got saved. When I got saved, back in 1989, I was 19 years of age. When I got 20 years old, there was an opportunity for me to go to the States. Meron ho akong petition. Okay, first time po lumapit yung daddy ko sa kwarto ko. Nililigawan ako pumunta sa States. But it's if things have changed. My heart, God just changed my heart. All I want was for me to pursue the will of God. And because of that, I turned down my petition by my own decision because what I really want is the will of God. My prayer today is that may God give us a different perspective about what wealth, riches, about our future. And at the same time, may we know God's covenant of blessings that God has in store for every single one of us here at Victory Metro East. We want to start by saying that money is not the very reason why we are all alive today. Money is just a tool. Everybody say, it's a tool. It's a tool to make our lives easier. All right? If we have money, we could buy some stuff. We could buy what we want. We could buy the food that we'd like to eat. So on and so forth. But if you don't have money, and we have a hard time having money, listen to this. I believe God wants us to change the way we live and change the way we view money. Hindi naman po ibig sabihin na pag nagkaroon tayo ng problema about money, hindi na po tayo, you're not a good steward anymore. Maybe there are ways that God wants to speak to us in order for us to be good stewards of the money that God has given us. The Bible tells us very clearly in verse 19, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth. Sabi sa Bible in literal translation, wag daw kayong mag-put up ng sari-sari store. Sabi, do not store up eh. Sari-sari store ba? Okay, sorry. Well, you know, the word store actually is the same word, treasure. It's the same word we got the word treasure. And what it really means is that treasure is something that you deposited, stored specially what is valuable. We deposited money in the bank. I remember my mom would deposit her own documents, her own jewelries. When I was so little, we would go to this place in Manila. We were from Quezon City. And there was this huge bank where I vividly remember my mom. Okay, there's a box when she got that that's full of jewelries. And I said, Mom, you're rich. All right? And so anything that you store up that has value and you deposit, that's what treasure is. And the Bible is so specific. All right, I want to jump in there that do not store up treasures on earth where moth, rot, destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven. First things first, there are two kingdoms here on earth, all right? Here on earth, the kingdom of earth and the kingdom of heaven. But the question is, where does the kingdom of heaven located? Sabi po ni Jesus, the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of light is right in us. It's not everywhere. Here on earth, the kingdom of light, God's kingdom, lives in us. We got to realize that we live for God's kingdom. That our perspective and viewpoint is that we're here to advance His kingdom. That's the reason why you're saved. That's the reason why it's called the kingdom of light. We're in where darkness is. We got to get into that darkness so that light would penetrate. And I believe this is very important. First things first, we serve the King of Kings. He lives in us if you're saved. If we are saved, then we live for the kingdom of light. Are you here with me? And the place where we stay here on earth is really the kingdom of earth. And the Bible tells us, do not store up treasures of earth. So what's the difference when you say treasure on earth? It talks about material things. It could be also an applause from people. It could also mean recognition. Earthly security, property, possessions, money, appliances, cars, clothes. That's what treasure on earth is. But what about treasure in heaven? What's the difference? There's a story in Luke 12:21 where Jesus says, this is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves but is not rich toward God. Treasure in heaven, promised by Jesus in the rich man, the full rich man, means he gives away what's his for God's kingdom. If we're going to store up treasures, God's kingdom, guess what? We got to realize that all the things that you have doesn't belong to us. Do you hear me? Pero bakit ba sinasabi ng Bible, but hindi daw bawal ba mag-save? Di ba ba dapat tayo mag-ipon? Di ba dapat tayo magkaroon ng sarili nating property? Hindi ho sinasabi ng Bible na ganun. Pero kung yung puso po natin ay nakatuon sa mga bagay na ganun, something is wrong with our kingdom mentality. You're storing up riches for yourself where Jesus says, that is not the kind of kingdom that we want to live in. Can you say amen? It talks about moths, well-known destroyer. One way or the other, yung mga ari-arian po natin, maluluma din yan, madidepreciate din yan. You know, how many men do you have here in this place? Mga kelots? All right, hindi mga bebots, mga kelots? You know, I don't know for you, but we men love to have cars, isn't it? Oh boy, I love cars. Why? Because partly it's who I am. I'm a man. All right? And I remember I got my Innova. All right? It's paid on the third year. Okay, fully paid with the amortization from Toyota. And I remember after I paid my Toyota, all right, after third year, guess what? I was seeking for more. My sinful nature wanted more. And guess what? I got to come to God and say, God, I repent for not being content. God was doing something in my heart. I began to realize that I was treasuring, wanting, desiring more of the earthly kingdom as compared to the godly kingdom. It says one day it's gonna rust. Maluluma rin yan, mabubulok din yan. And the worst is thieves. There will be thieves that the enemy will come in order for them for the enemy to steal our properties. Have you ever experienced being stolen? All right, the thief stole something that is valuable to you. I remember one day, bago lang ako dito sa Kainta, after my mom passed away, all right, I saw pictures in my computer. After a week or two, in our house here, in Vista Verde, may nakapasok ko sa bahay namin. All right, nakapasok mismo dun sa master's bedroom, yung taas-taas nung second floor namin. For some reason, nakapasok, natutulog kami, buti na lang, we were in a deep sleep. And what happened was, you know, the thief, all right, got my computer, got some of the cash, all right, and it's really ouchy. They got my wallet, all right, they got my cell phone, my new cell phone, and nakakainiso dahil, imagine na nakawang ka, di mo na-expect. And I was so bothered because I was afraid for my family at that time. But God was doing something, and one of the tests was, will I really get hurt? Will I really get offended because of the thing of that man who got all my stuff? Or will I get offended dahil para feeling ko na isaan ho ako? Sa totoo lang ho, alright, it was hard to let go on the first day. But me and my wife have to sit down and pray to God, pray to Jesus and says, honey, we gotta let go. Let go of that computer. Let go of the cash that we're about to pay for the tuition fee of my kids. And we declare and say, babalik ni Lord yan. The hardest thing was, for a man like me, naisahan ako. Nanakawan ako. Nadugasan ako. Yun ho'y masakit. But deep within us, we made a decision. We will not store up treasures here on earth for the sake of my family. But we were going to make a decision to start giving away, start blessing, because that's the way for the kingdom of God to come here on earth. Can you say amen? Randy Alcorn, in his book, The Treasure Principle, he said, I'm convinced that the greatest deterrent to giving is this, the illusion that earth is our home. If we think that way, that this is our place, listen to this. My question to you is, how old are you? Can I lie to you right now? I'm 38 years old. No. I'm 43, whether I like it or not. I'm 43 years old and my goal is to reach the age 80. And all the things that I have, the things that I stored up in my brain, all the books that I've read, all the clothes that I wear, all the money, my properties, one day I'm not going to bring to heaven. But listen to this. This is not our home. Our home is to be with Christ. That's why the Bible says, to live is Christ and to die is gain. If we're gonna die today, if I'm gonna die today, may God's will be done. Pero Lord, wag muna. Gusto ko muna makita yung mga anak ko. Kakasal sila. Gusto ko makita muna yung mga anak nila, yung mga apo ko. Gusto ko ipasa yung ginawa ni Lord sa akin about the faith and the love for God in advancing God's kingdom, because that is more valuable to me. Because I know if I seek God first, then all these things will come to us. Can you say amen? What do you seek for? Is it the kingdom of God or the earthly kingdom? It says here, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Christ taught us that if we have money, and how we spend money reveals our very hearts. The rich young man who had all the luxury of living followed all the laws. Jesus answered, if you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions, give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Everybody say, treasure in heaven. Then come follow me. It was hard for him to let go. It was hard for him to let go of all his possessions and give it to the poor. Why? Because the issue is the heart. Let me ask you today, if God will tell you to give your car, to give your money, to give your possessions, will you give it to someone? You know what the issue? If it's hard for us to let go, the issue is the heart. Because that's where your heart is. All I know, everything that we have, is all God's provision. If we lose it, God will bring it back. Can you say amen? Have you ever lost? Have you ever lose some stuff, some valuables? Well, I tell you something. God can return all those. Can you say amen? Verse 22, the eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are bad, the whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Well, our eye shows our real focus. What you see is what you get. But here's the thing. If there is such thing as treasure, money, possessions, property, wealth, riches could also be a trap. Here's what Matthew says, 13 verse 22. The one who received the seed that fell among the thorns is the man who hears the word. But the worries of life, or of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, choke it, making it unfruitful. If you are a warrior, not a warrior, a worry, if you worry too much about what you will eat, what you will wear, about your business, about your possessions, guess what? Something is wrong about you. Honestly. Something is wrong about the wealth that God has given you. The Bible says all this wealth can choke you because it can deceive you. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 9. People who want to get rich fall into temptation in a trap. And into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. Marami po sa atin nasisilaw sa pera. Gusto magkaroon pera. Quick scheme. Who gets into business. Would invest this much, would get 5% right there and then. Baka yung iba ko sa atin na ngayon, tumataya pa rin tayo sa loto. After ng service, bababa sa basement, pipila. One time, di ba ho yung katabi ng BPI? Alright, BPI. May nakita ko ako one time, okay lang ho ba? Wala naman sa 3 p.m. eh. May nakita ako talaga nakapila. Sabi ko, ayoko tignan. Ayoko talaga siya tignan. Baka mahiya siya sa akin, Lord. Ayoko tignan. Nakapila ko talaga, talaga, talaga. May mag-re-wait. Oh no, sabi ko. Hindi ko leader. Hindi naman ano. Pero I know the person attends, alright? Not from our 3 p.m. service. But when I saw this person, I said, oh no. Did I talk to him? No. Will I talk to him? No. But I prayed for him. Lord, I pray that this person will be a disciple someday. That he would know the reality of life. That you will provide for him no matter what. Folks, there's a God who could provide for us no matter what. But there's a danger about money. For the people of this world, they see money as the strength of their security and the source of their significance. Look what happened to the U.S. right now. I thank God I made the decision not to go to the U.S. wherein my brothers persecuted me. And they say, sayang ka pa naman, may potential ka. Yung ganyang personality mo, yayaman ka doon. Bakit? Yayaman naman ako dito ah. Magkakapera ka ba dito? Sa ginagawa mo niyang pagpapastor, magkakaganyan ka ba? Sabi ko, yeah, of course. And guess what? I've seen the kind of life in the States. It's all a matter of work. And they are not contented with that. They want more. And I thank God for my decision. Lord, thank you for my calling here. That I could spend with my family. I could spend my time with you, not with all a matter of work every single day. Where does your heart belong? Is it for God? Or is it about money? Why would you want to go abroad? Is it God's will? Or is it just you because of money? There was a German billionaire by the name of Adolf Merkel, who was one of the richest men in the world. In 2007, he was worth $12.8 billion. By December 2008, he was worth $9.2 billion. But on January the 5th, 2009, Adolf Merkel committed suicide by throwing himself in front of a train near his hometown of Blubberen. His companies were his life, and when he was going to lose control of them, he obviously felt he would lose control of his life. That is the only way I can see it, a friend says. It could be a trap. Money can be a trap. Now the question is, who are you serving? Who do you serve? Verse 24, no one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. In other translation, it says there, God and mammon. Let's talk about this. What is mammon? Tagalog, tinapay. Di ba? Mamon eh. No. Mammon is an Aramaic word that means riches, wealth, or possessions. Mammon is more than just money. It refers to the desire to pursue wealth as a primary purpose or goal. Webster defines mammon as a false god of riches and of greed. Is riches, wealth, money a mammon to you? Is it a god to you? What about this? Kasasweldo lang nag-sale. Eh, ganda-ganda ka sa Nike. Parang ako, oh gosh. Lord. Pero hindi ako yun. Okay. Wow, Nike. Talaga naman. Yung pinagpipray mo, ayun, nag-sale eh. 30%. Bagong sweldo. May mga bills pa mabayaran, inuna mo yung gusto mo. Tapos nakipag-bargain ka pa kay Lord, sabi mong ganun, Lord, yung tithes and offering ko ha, dito muna. Kasi Lord, gracious ka, gusto mo ako mabless. Imagine ka kukuha ko lang ng pera sa ATM, pagtingin ko, sale, Lord, talagang blessing mo to. Inuna yung sale. Si Lord, secondary. Mammon. Mammon is not wealth in itself. It's a spirit that rests on wealth, on money. It's the spirit that trusts in money rather than the giver of money and wealth. It's a spirit. It's a greed. How much is enough? You want some more? Why? Mammon, you're not content. You want more. Here's what Robert Morris, the author of The Blessed Life, the reason we cannot serve both God and mammon is that the spirit of mammon is the opposite of the Spirit of God. Mammon says to take. God says to give. Mammon is selfish. God is generous and so on. Mammon is to hoard. Sige, magtipid tayo. Kulan tayo. What is it for me? Instead of asking, how can we bless? How can I be a blessing? What is for us to bless the needy? In church or the others out there? How can we be a blessing? There's something about mammon that tends to control us. That tends to master, dominate, and us be consumed and ignore God in our own lives. Who is governing our money? Who is governing ourselves? Is it riches, treasure, your own business? If money is your God, listen, it won't matter the means to get rich, whether it's good or bad. It won't matter how you get money in an honest or dishonest way, as long as you get it. That's the reason that our nation, we have corrupt politicians who get their kickbacks through ghost projects and heart killers who would murder people just for money. You'll do everything you can. Business deals. Let me tell you this. Your wife might not know. Nobody might not know about what you've done and what you're going to do. But God sees you and God knows exactly who you are. You cannot fool God. Henry Fielding says, make money your God and it will be a plague. And it will plague you like the devil. If we make money, your business, your riches, your wealth to be our God, oh boy, it will plague you like the devil. God or mammon. And here's the bottom line. It's about lordship versus ownership. Here's what the scripture says. 1 Chronicles 29 verse 11 to 12. Here's what the word of God says. Everything in the heavens and earth is yours, O Lord, and this is your kingdom. We adore you as being in control of everything. Hold on there for a while. Who owns the heavens and the earth? God's, okay? Let's continue. Next one, please. Riches and honor come from you alone, and you are the ruler of all mankind. Your hand controls power and might, and it is at your discretion that men are made great and given strength. Think about that. Everything that you see around is owned by God. Your clothes right there is owned by God. Your house is owned by God. Everything that you see around, God has the power and He created it for us. That's why the question is, when God has given us money, sometimes we pray a prayer, Lord, what do you want me to do with the money that I have? Oops. Wrong question. I guess we need to ask, Lord, what do you want me to do with your money? It's not yours. It's not yours. It's God's. For we don't own anything. Everything belongs to God. And here's the point. In Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord God Almighty. And see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. Now, reading that, a lot of people would notice, you know what? God wants my money. He wants me to be a blessing to the church. In a way, guess what? God doesn't want your money. Here's the way I see this. God is a generous God. And He wants us to be like Him, who is faithful. Everybody say faithful. To be good stewards of what we have. Listen to this. Giving our tithes is a matter of lordship. I don't see that as, well, yung tithes and offering, pang Old Testament yan eh. Wala na yun sa New Testament. Ah, ganon. Alam niyo ba ako, if you're talking about New Testament, then we could have given all. If we're talking about New Testament, it could have given all our money and property to God. But I thank God, God is just asking us 10%. Are you here with me? It's a matter of who you serve and who your master is. Now, if money controls you, ang hirap, ah, pambayad ng bills, pambayad ng credit card, pambayad, may utang tayo, ganun kalaki. Bakit? Woo! We're gonna talk about that. We're gonna teach you God's way to get us rich, but not just money. Hello? It's a matter of lordship. I thank God, God is just asking me 10%, not 20, not 30. That's why we could go and give to the building fund. We can go and bless other churches. We can go and bless other ministries. If you think we're just giving up, no, we're giving out money out of every nation, out of victory. Why? Because God has called us to be a blessing. Can you say amen? If there are opportunities, we want to be a blessing. And as we give out there, I'm storing up treasures, God's kingdom, so that there might be full, there might be enough and more than enough for the church. God wants us to be faithful. Question is, who is your master? There can only be one, my friends. If God is your master, you will value God more than money. I was reminded of what happened to Abraham. Genesis chapter 22, verse 2. When God says, take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about. God calls Abraham to sacrifice his one and only son. Not actually one and only son. He has another, Ishmael. If Abraham would sacrifice Ishmael, and the world will know, oh great. God, Abraham loves God. He sacrificed his son. But why would God say, sacrifice Isaac? You know why? Because he loved Isaac more than anyone on the whole earth. And there was a test. Treasure. Desire. Who was he serving? Who was the master? It was so hard that Abraham decided to let go the very desires of his heart. And the revelation there, if you read the whole story, God will be the one to provide. Listen, my friends, God is faithful. God is our provision. But the whole question is God really number one in our own lives? Is He the only one? If God is our Lord, not just a Savior, He's number one, then He should be the only one for us. Romans chapter 8. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, then who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also along with Him graciously give us how many things? All things. Does that include money? Does that include property? Does that include the payment for your debt? How much more? God will give us all things. Folks, listen, God did not spare His own Son. He did not spare His only treasure, but He let go so that we will have an eternal salvation that comes from Him. God sent His own Son to the world. You know why? So that we should not work for earthly treasures, because we are His chosen, treasured possession. Can you say amen? You can faithfully serve God because He has and will always be faithful to you. We can faithfully serve God because He has and will always be faithful to you. Again, the question is, who is your master? Who do you serve? What do we treasure? Is it about money? Is it about riches? It's about wealth? No. It's about God, who will richly provide for everything we need here on earth. As Jerry says, He wants us to enjoy life. He wants to provide for every need of yours. But the question is, where does your heart belong? Is Jesus your real master? Is He the only one? Because if He is, then the Bible says, as you seek His first His kingdom, then all these things shall be added unto you. Will you say amen? Can we just bow our heads right now? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, I thank You for Your love for every one of us. That You know deep within, there are things that You want to deal, You want to straighten, You want to change. And part of us, Lord, is how we view about wealth and riches. Lord, in any way, if we are guilty of not putting You first, but pursuing riches, pursuing our future with wealth, Lord, I pray that You would forgive us. You would have mercy on us, Lord. But Lord, we want more of You. It's You that we want. Because the issue of the heart is really about the issue of lordship. And maybe deep within us, we have dethroned You through money, riches, and wealth. Lord, I asked that You would speak to us and cause us not to give in to the trap of the enemy, not to give in to the trap of our own desires, but willingly submit, willingly let You be the Lord, the King, the Master, the one who can serve faithfully. If you're here today and you know, I believe the Holy Spirit is here. I believe the Lord is speaking to you. The Lord is showing you something. But God wants to change the way you think. God wants to change the way you handle money. Why? Because you are His most treasured possession. Lord, I pray for every single one of us here that we will have a different perspective of the treasures here on earth, but we will store up treasures of the kingdom. That, Lord God, let our hearts desire in You and You alone. That's why in the next coming 3 weeks, Lord, will be a great adventure, Lord God, hearing how You'll cause us to spend money wisely, for us, Lord God, to be a blessing, and for us, Lord God, to receive enough blessings that comes from You. Father, I speak blessing for every person here, even, Lord God, as You deal with our own hearts. May You be King and Lord of our lives, not money, but if there's anything in us that the spirit of mammon holds, Lord, today we repent in the name of Jesus. We let go, but we get hold of you right here, right now. We thank you, Lord, for what you're about to do in our lives.